amazing unicorns.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of my favorite segment on the podcast, Show and Sell! We almost did it perfectly.
Show and Sell.
Earlier this week, I asked you a question. Do you remember what that question was?
Yes. You said, what's my favorite TV show right now?
And do you remember what you said?
I said, Invincible.
Yeah, Invincible.
Yeah, okay. And then I said, A Swear.
So, I have something for you, Shay.
Oh, did you 3D print something? What? Oh my gosh. This is crazy. I would have said something else had I known.
You can ask me to print something else.
That this cost, is so cool,
that
though.
Was like 40 cents worth of plastic.
What the heck?
Okay, so.
Look at that tight butt.
So tight.
Dang.
Like, I looked at it and I was like, Allie, how do I get this? And she's like, you work out more and eat less. And I'm like, pass.
Can I 3D print this body for me?
Like an insert for my pants?
Is that possible? That's so, very cool.
Okay, I've looked at 3D printers for years, off and on. Because it's like fascinating. It's a cool technology. But I mean, they've been out for like 8, 10 years where they've actually been like, you know, consumer friendly to some degree. But it always like made me hesitant to buy one because it never felt like there was an option out there where you didn't have to fiddle with it. There's a couple projects that I wanted to do on the side, like house projects and like worked on maybe like brainstorming some different products where I was like, I think I'm going to buy a 3D printer like and just jump. Because I always wanted one, but I never like took the jump. This is like, I have some excuses now to buy one. And so I did a ton of research and I bought one that was called the Ender 3, and I bought it and started printing, and I hated it.
So this is not the one. This is not the one I have right now. Okay.
I hated it because it was like the most laborsome thing. And like all these YouTube videos are like, this is the best cheap printer you can buy. Oh my gosh, it's amazing. You can get amazing prints out of it. But the thing was,
this is what we were talking about in the other podcast.
Yes.
About how the process made you hate it, even though the product might be like it's what you wanted.
Like it's a decent product. It does what it's like supposed to do, but it's like you had to know all these steps. Like I had to go on forums and look for it and like kind of like hacks or things around it when like things broke in a certain way. And I was just like, I am over this thing. I'm over this. Like, this is so annoying. It's making me not want to print what I'm trying to build because it's such a like labor intensive process where I had to like level the bed manually with like these little spring screws and stuff. And I was like, this is stupid.
Sounds like a normal printer.
I'm
Right.
Hey-o.
Those things suck.
They're the worst. And so I went and did a bunch of research and I was like, okay, I'm going to spend a little bit more money. What's out there in the market? And I like landed on this company called Bamboo Lab, which they're a newer company. I'm not going to say I coined this. I'm going to take this from a YouTube reviewer. And like, this is like basically what I was my experience after I bought it and started printing with it. I watched this video, but he said, if you want to buy a 3D printer for like the 3D printer is your hobby, buy something else. Like one of these other, like a Prusa or a Ender, these other brands that are like, you can upgrade parts and swap them out and stuff. But like the one that I bought, the Bamboo P1S, is basically like it's out of the box and it's up and running.
Ready to go.
And it like, it just does it perfectly. It calibrates itself.
Hot There's and ready Little Caesars.
Just
style.
Like hot and ready Little Caesars. But it's like the prints are like, you know, freaking S tier prints. It's like, yeah, it is a little bit more expensive, but like as far as like time and frustration saved, it's like not even close. And now they have like a little mini printer that's like on parity with prices like that Ender that I bought.
Whoa.
It's just a little smaller of a print plate.
Cute.
But like it's like $300 and it's like super consistent, just like this bigger one that I have, like incredibly like just consistent all the time.
Okay, let's get down to business.
Kay.
What are your ideas?
So my concept would be that there is basically this guy who is like the Wizard of Oz, that like he seems like all powerful and can basically do all these things that are like completely mystified to all these people around him and like his family and friends and stuff. They're like, dude, I don't know how Eric does it. Like he just like heck, he like make stuff out of thin air. It's like magician. And he basically is like goes behind the curtain and he has like a 3D print, his Bamboo P1S like back there. And it's fast enough that he could be like, just let me come back after dinner and I'll have that thing for you. And he like hands it to him. He's like, holy crap, how'd you do this? There's so many different things you can print. Like it's amazing the level of things that you can print.
That's
like, it's
cool.
So cool. But I think it could go through really easily with a use case like throughout the day of things that he could do, whether it's like gifts for like nieces and nephews or like things around the house that are like artwork or even utility things around the house where it's like, oh, I just printed like these towel hooks for this bathroom, and it had a custom shape that was needed to be like measured and built real quick. And I just printed it real fast. You know what I mean?
I like the idea. You probably don't want to do a straight up parody, but it would be funny if the Cowardly Lion, it's like, I need a heart. And he's like, be right back. And then he 3D prints like an anatomical heart. He's like, wow, I feel brave.
I guarantee there's an anatomic heart on there that you could just get.
Right.
And you could print it in this thing called TPU, which is like kind of a rubbery. It like flexes.
Oh.
So you can even print it in TPU.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, I like the idea in general, but I also love parodies.
I think the moral of the story is for products is you want, like we were talking about in the last podcast, you want a product that people enjoy the whole user experience.
Yeah.
And it's easy. It's seamless. It's like, this was so like enjoyable to use because it just did what it was supposed to. And it was kind of like easy, or it was so easy to follow with how to do it right.
Yes. Now that I'm realizing mine is also about user experience.
Oh, dang.
It's so weird. It's really
vibing.
It's the reason to buy products. So this is Vital Farms, this spreadable butter.
Okay.
Okay. Have you seen that in stores?
No.
What? I get grossed out by butter that's left on the counter for too long. Can you empathize with that, or do you never think about that?
I grew up in a household where we stored the butter in the fridge, so I can totally understand
that. Me as well.
Yeah.
And
but I also hate it because I hate when I try and do cold butter on toast and it crunches the toast. It makes me so
mad. I know. That's why this is perfect.
Oh my
because
gosh.
It's spreadable.
That's not a plant. That was not a plant. That is genuinely how I feel. I am here for this. Go.
It's spreadable butter, but it comes straight from the refrigerator. And it tastes just as good because most
is it margarine?
It's not margarine. It's
really?
Real butter, but they
Shut
mix
up.
It with some avocado oil,
which is also super healthy for you,
which is pretty good. And so that's what makes it spread easier than just normal butter in their
Shoot.
Squares. So I was gonna bring it today, but I literally have checked 3 different grocery stores and it's been out of stock.
Because it sounds amazing.
It sounds amazing, and it tastes so good. I've tried some other spreadable butters, and
they're kind of gross.
They're kind of gross.
They kind of taste like margarine, or they have that like film.
They have the margarine filmy yeah. taste. Okay, so here's my first concept. I can believe it's butter. And it's Timothy Chalamet with extensions to look like Fabio. And he's like, ever get tired of pretending? After years of fake butter, I'm ready for the real thing. And so it's the same shtick. He's like sexy. He's like wearing an apron shirtless. He takes the Vital Farms butter spreadable out of the fridge and puts it on toast. And he's like, Vital Farms, I can believe it's butter because it actually tastes good. That was my first idea.
Because it is.
Because it is.
That makes me wonder, honestly, Shay, uh-huh. if it's just avocado oil, could you just melt butter,
and
mix avocado
it?
Oil, and then like put it back in the fridge?
You can. I
Have you tried this?
Up. I haven't tried it yet, but I think I will if I can't find it again because
yeah.
their butter straight from the bar is really good.
Interesting.
They're known for their eggs. Mm. They have really good eggs. The eggs, whatever. I could take
an
them or leave
egg.
Them. An egg's an egg.
But it's butter. You can't put avocado oil inside an egg.
No. Okay, so the other one is like My Little Luxury. So this is for all of like millennial Gen Z people who are like, I cannot buy a house in this market.
Yeah.
So it's like, I can't afford a house right now. I can't buy designer clothes. But when it comes to buying butter, I'm a god. And then it's like walking past someone wearing Gucci and it's like flashing the butter and like they're jealous. Or it's like, oh. yeah. Or they like at a club and it's like the bouncer won't let them in. And then it's like this bougie butter and they're like, okay, come through. And so then the catchphrase is like, Vital Farms butter is my little luxury. Because it really does feel like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, hey, this is one place where I can afford to live on the top.
Yeah.
You know?
And just that smooth, real butter
yes.
taste.
Yeah. And it does feel like a luxury because I know if I was less lazy, like I could melt butter beforehand.
Or just leave it out.
Or just leave it out. But this is the perfect way for me to eat it.
Yeah. Will that wrap it out?
All right.
Wrap it out?
This has been... Show and sell.
Oh, suck. Were we supposed to do it together?
Okay, yeah. This has been
Show and Sell. Beep, beep, beep. Thank you for watching Raising Unicorns.
Subscribe now.